Welcome to the Virtual Audio Cable Tutorial / Walkthrough. I'm your host, Alex, and today we shall be discussing, at some lengths, the Virtual Audio Cable Control Panel. I'm just going to call this VAC, V-A-C. It'll be a little bit easier to get through. So VAC is basically a piece of software that lets you make 256 cables worth of virtual cables. That's the maximum amount of cables you can have in the full version. And I'm going to open up the little control panel, the VAC control panel, and show you all the different settings and what they actually are. Because one of the big problems with this is there's no labels on the edit fields in the dialog, so it's a little bit hard to figure out what you're actually doing until you get the hang of it. So, I'm just going to bring NVDA into the mix here. There we go. I'm using one line to do this. I have my microphone and my NVDA speech going into the line one virtual cable. And let's... Okay. Slow that down a little bit.
Audio repeater dot X.
Okay, here we are.
Audio repeater KS dot X. Homepage. Install dot log.
Alright, so what we need is audio repeater dot EXE.
Audio repeater 1.24 dialog. Combo 1 speech.
Actually, no we don't.
Virtual audio cable.
We need the VAC control panel, which is right at the end.
VAC dot X.
So that's the VCCTALPAN one.
Virtual audio cable control panel dialog. Edit. Select the 3.
None of these edits are labeled. So, it's going to be a little confusing, but this is the number of cables that I have currently selected.
Edit focused. Select the 3.
So, 3. One thing to note here.
2. Select 3.
You can't actually... I was gonna add another cable while I was recording using virtual audio cable, but the problem is you can't do that. It says that the driver is currently in use, and yeah, so it's a little bit confusing. So I added a third cable. I used to have two. I'm only currently using one right now, but anyway, let's tab on.
Set button.
So you set the number of cables with this. I'll show you what happens.
Edit. Select MAC. 3. Select
7 to 10.
Set button. Press virtual audio cable control panel dialog. OK button.
OK.
Graphic red only.
And now if I...
Cannot set number of cables to 10.0/2404. The device is in use by an active process and cannot be disconnected. Text read only.
Yep.
Virtual audio.
So you get that.
Edit. Select the 3.
So, and then it automatically sets it back to 3. So, and that's because I'm currently recording with it, so it'd be kind of crazy if I could set it to 10. Anyways.
Set button. Edit. Select the 44,100.
This is the minimum sample rate of this current cable.
Edit. Select the 44,100.
This is the maximum.
Edit. Select the 16.
Minimum bit depth.
Edit. Select the 16.
Maximum bit depth. I've had these all the same.
Edit. Select the 2.
This is the minimum number of channels.
Edit. Select the 2.
Maximum number of channels.
Edit. Select the 25.
This is the max instances of the cable. How many pieces of software you can have. How many devices you can have pushing into that cable at once. Outputting into that cable. So, that's the max instances. It's usually set at 20. I put it up to 25.
Edit. Select the 5.
This is how many milliseconds before pre-buffering happens.
Combo box cable range collapsed.
That's the cable format. I just leave that. I actually just set it to cable range. If it's not already, that's probably the best format. It works for everything, pretty much.
Set button.
Except for SPDIF, which we'll get to in a bit.
Set.
And this is the set button for all the cable parameters. So when you're done configuring a cable... You click that button.
About button.
About.
Help button. Exit button. List one list. One max instances. 25. MS print 5. SR range 44,100. BPS range 16.16. NC range 2.2. Stream FMT limit. Cable range. Volume CTL. Disable. SR 44,100. BPS 16. NC 2. RCS TMS 1. BPS TMS 1103.
Okay. So, I really think that whoever designed this should have made the list the first thing that was focused. Because that would make this way easier to understand. Okay, because now you reach a whole bunch of other things. But anyways, this is the list of cables. So if I arrow up and down.
2 max instances, 20, MS per int, 7, SR range, 22,050.48,000, BPS range, 8.16, NC.
See, now notice that the 22,050 and the 48,000, the sample rate was different. You know, the minimum and maximum.
3 max instances, 20, MS per int, 7, SR range, 22,050.48,000, BPS range, 8.16, NC range, 1.2.
And this is the same. This is... These are the defaults.
3 max instances, 20, MS per int, 7, SR range, 22,050.48,000, BPS range, 8.16, NC range, 1.2, stream FMT limit, cable range, volume CTL, disabled.
So it's the same thing. They're on cable range format. But anyways, this is the new cable I created yesterday.
3 max instances, 20.
So cable 3. So this list of cables, when you highlight a different cable, it changes the parameters of the dialog. So basically... If I was on virtual cable 1 and then I went to virtual cable 3, it would update everything. There's no need to press enter or anything like that. You just highlight the new cable in the list and then you tab on and, you know, eventually you see the new parameters of the different cable. But see, here's the kicker. Now we start tabbing and we get into other things that weren't, you know, that are beyond this, which I think should be moved around, but anyway.
Cable parameters grouping. Volume control checkbox not checked.
So this allows you to have a Windows audio control panel control over the volume of the cable.
Mic checkbox not checked.
Oops.
Mic checkbox not checked. Line checkbox checked. /PDIF checkbox not checked.
Okay, now this allows you to have devices, like little virtual device types. So that way when, like I'm in Skype and it doesn't recognize like line in, but it does recognize mic input, so you basically just check the ones that you want. And it will make little virtual devices. It'll be called like mic 1, line 1, SPDIF 1, whatever. And it does that, and so basically if you're in a program that's really weird and it doesn't let you just pick any old input device, you need to check all of those basically. Well, except for the SPDIF 1 usually. I haven't even heard of that, and when I tried using it, it only records in mono, or it only outputs in mono, and there's lots of other things that it can't do, so just avoid it at all costs, really. It's a special format, I guess, I don't know, or special device type. So that's that. So those little checkboxes, you can check any one of those.
Line checkbox checked. /PDIF checkbox not checked. Edit. Selected. Line checkbox checked. Mic checkbox not checked.
I'm actually going to check the mic one.
Checked.
And that way, I can just do that. I can have a mic input showing up to more devices.
Line /PDIF checkbox not checked. Edit. Select driver parameters grouping. Restart button.
Okay.
Cable parameters grouping. Edit selected 100.000.
Now this is the max volume of the cable, which is what you want.
100.000.
You want that to be at the same level as your current. If it's at 100, it'll stay at the same level. If it's less than that,
100.000.
It will be lower than your system volume. And if you're recording like JAWS or NVDA or whatever, it will be harder to record. It'll be quieter.
Driver parameters grouping. Restart button.
And this is the restart driver parameters. I'm not going to do that right now.
Client set at red only. Selected 24. Selection
removed. And this is important, not important stuff.
Stream set at red only. Edit. Selected 3. Set button. Edit. Selected 22,050. Set button. Edit. Selected 3.
Okay. So now we're wrapped around to the cable, the number of cables. Okay, so we've already explored that.
Virtual audio cable.
So let's just get out of that. And let me show you the audio repeater apps, because these are also pretty much unlabeled, but they're also very usable.
Audio repeater 1.24 dialog. Combo box Microsoft sound mapper collapsed.
Okay, this is your input. Input device.
Line 2 virtual audio cable. Line 1 virtual audio cable. Mic 2 virtual audio cable. /PDIF 1 virtual audio cable. Mic 1 virtual audio cable. Microphone Realtek iGuardini. Line 3 virtual audio cable.
Okay, see, so there's a whole bunch of different inputs, and these are all because of the mic 1, mic 2,
Microsoft,
blah, blah, blah. But that's not important. You can pick any of these. When you're using the audio repeaters, line 1 and mic 1, or SPDIF 1, or whatever you have selected, you know, does the same thing. So,
line 2 virtual audio cable.
Let's just say
line 1 virtual audio, mic 2 virtual audio cable. /PDIF 1 mic 2 virtual audio cable.
Mic 2.
Line 1 virtual audio, line 2 virtual audio.
And line 2 record will actually send the same audio signal. So, you know, that works just fine.
Microsoft Sound Mapper.
So,
combo box none collapsed.
And this is your output.
Microsoft Sound Mapper. Speaker Realtek High Definition. Realtek Digital Output Realtek. Line 2 Virtual Audio Cable. Realtek Digital Output Optical. Line 1 Virtual Audio Cable. Line 3 Virtual Audio Cable.
Okay. So now you can pipe output to other audio cables.
Line 3 Virtual Audio Cable.
So what I did when I was in a Skype call, I took the line 1 and I put that as my microphone input. And I had my Skype output going from line 2. And so that way, basically, what I was able to do is, and then I blended the two. So I had the microphone going into the Skype output, and then I recorded line 2. So I was able to record the call. It was more of an experiment thing than anything. It wasn't actually an important call. That was probably a few weeks ago now, but yeah, that's how I use it. Sometimes if I want to record a Skype call or if I was doing a podcast or whatnot, you can also do
line 3 virtual audio cable. Combo box collapsed.
So let's just say outputs line 3.
Combo box collapsed. Edit selected 44,100.
And so now you can pick the output sample rate of this audio repeater if you want.
Combo box collapsed. Edit selected 16.
And the bit depth, of course.
Combo box collapsed. Edit selected 500.
And now this is the milliseconds, the latency. And right now it's set to 500 milliseconds. And it's going to be a long delay between things. It's going to be like about beep, beep. So for most people, you don't want that. But just for kicks and grins, I will actually demonstrate this right now. So what I'm going to do is just to demonstrate how this works in a little bit more detail than just explaining.
Microsoft Sound Mapper
is
line 3 virtual audio cable.
I'm going to use the line 3. Which is the newly created cable that I did yesterday, except I couldn't actually record it because when you do those things, it won't let you while you're using virtual audio cable. So
combo box line 1 virtual audio cable collapsed.
And I will pipe this into line 1.
Combo box collapsed. Edit selected 44,100. Combo box collapsed.
Which is what I'm recording off of. I'm recording off of line 1.
Combo box collapsed.
And I have this. I have line 1 with another audio repeater instance. Going into my output for my sound card, so I can hear myself talking, and I can hear NVDA talking, and I can hear all this cool stuff.
Edit, selected 12.
And in about
combo box normal collapsed.
2 minutes.
Hi. Edit, selected com start button.
That's the priority.
Combo edit combo box collapsed.
Sorry, I should be explaining this better.
Edit focused, selected 16.
So bit depth.
Combo box collapsed. Edit selected 500.
Milliseconds of latency. You can go all the way down to like probably 50. Anything below that, it starts getting really choppy, so I wouldn't recommend it.
Edit. Selected 12.
This is, I believe, max number of channels?
Combo box high collapsed.
I don't know, it's not important.
Start button.
And so anyways,
press stop.
So now I'm going to open up my media player.
Taskbar 01, J.K. Rowling Harry Potter 6, the app Blood Prince 1, Hoover 2000, B1.1.
Yep, so, of course,
Hoover.
I'm listening to Harry Potter. So what we're going to do now is change my output device in Foobar 2000, and I'll do it really quick.
References, components, dialog, okay, but cancel preview, level 0 playback, level 1 DS preview, output 3 of 3, level 1,
output.
Dialog, device, speakers, Realtek High Definition Audio, Realtek Digital Output, Realtek High Definition, line 2 virtual audio, line 3 virtual audio cable.
And now I'm picking the line 3,
buffer length, slider 18.
And now you can choose the buffer length in here,
output format, output reset page button, okay button.
Okay, so what I'm
going to
do, let's just open up something interesting.
Open dialog, item 01 ripple of a tier, 09 elusive need.wb, 08 embrace the unknown.wb.
Okay, we'll just pick something.
Processing files, Hoover 2000 need, exhibius.
Okay, so now this is going through virtual audio cable 3. Yep, and when I go forward through these, there'll be a lot of latency. Never takes that long. But seeing as we're piping it all the way through and all the way back again, it's set to 500 milliseconds, it's going to take forever for it to go around to get sent to the output device. So, I'll stop that. And now, just for clarification. I'm going to set this back to my regular output.
Dialog. Device. Com Realtek line 1 virtual audio. No output. Primary sound driver.
Primary sound driver. And now if I open up the same file, I'm hearing it, but you guys aren't. Isn't that weird? I have the volume just cranked right now, and it's not going through. So, this is really nice because you can see lots of good things happening with screen readers. If you are broadcasting on a radio station and you don't have the luxury of having an external sound card or, you know, an external synthesizer, you can basically pipe your synth output to something else, and it won't go into your main sound driver, and you can use all that fun stuff for your mic output, and you can monitor stuff and, you know, play tracks off the air if you want. Just send them to your own virtual cable and make sure they're sent to whatever device you're not recording off of, and it'll work. One of the things with this is you have to alt-tab out of the audio repeater and then back in after you hit stop and after you hit start. So, not very good focus there, but it works.
Frame.
So I just closed it with escape.
Virtual audio cable icon,
but I still have my two other audio repeaters working.
Audio repeater 1.24, audio repeater 1.24, icon 4, audio repeater 1.24.
And while you're recording, and if you have NVDA or if you have JAWS, it'll say 20%, 30%, 40%, whatever. But the progress bars are jumping all over the place because they're sound meters. So I hope this kind of clarifies a little bit. You'll learn what the formats do. You'll learn what these things do as you go. You'll learn what the numbers mean and just kind of learn how they're laid out. But at first, yeah, it's a big challenge, especially because you're just like, I want it to work, you know. I just want to use it. And then, I kind of went stupid and bought it first because I knew it would be useful without really learning it. And then had to learn it the other way, you know, had to learn it after the fact. But I'm really glad I did because it's an awesome piece of software and highly recommend it. So, anyways, take care, guys.